Okay. Fun is fun, Denise, but I want those grapes. Give me those. Give me the grapes. Give me the grapes.
Okay, I'll feed them to you.
Okay.
Okay. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Close your eyes. Pink.
Oh, my woman.
Oh, my. Isn't this wonderful?
Yes.
Just you and me. Don't you just love it?
Yes, and I love you. But I love your parents even more for taking everybody out of the house.
Yes! Finally, we're home.
Oh, man, I thought we'd never see Brooklyn again. Yeah, but you know, no matter how nice a trip you had, it's always good to be home.
That's all right. You all don't have to talk to me. I don't have to talk to you. You understand? So if it's going to be like that, that's the way I prefer it, all right?
Of course, I'm no expert on these things, but it does seem to me that if a person was driving a car and the gas gauge needle moved to letter E and the little light came on, that surely this would be a clear indication to some thinking individual that perhaps the gas tank is on empty.
First, I have to hear about this in the car for the last 7 hours. Now I'm going to hear about it in the house. And I told you that I know that when the light goes on, E, that I have another 15 miles. We only went 12 miles. The car owes me another 3 miles.
Your face is dead. It was empty. It sputtered. It died. And you killed it.
And everybody told you to get gas. We passed 3 gas stations. We asked you. We begged you to get gas. No. All you could say is 15 more miles. 15 more miles.
You know, the car would have made it if it wasn't for you all.
Us.
Yes. First of all, when we took off, I told you not to take all that luggage. You had too much luggage, and then you went in and bought all those souvenirs, and every time you all went into a restaurant, you ate 12,000 pieces of food, you got in the car, and you made the car too heavy. And you're lucky that it wasn't an airplane, because in an airplane, when it's in trouble, they will jettison everything off the plane that isn't absolutely necessary. You understand me? I love you all. I let you stay in the car.
So you're saying you saved our lives?
Yes, I saved your lives because I love my family and I'm a wonderful person.
You're also very silly.
Yeah. You all are not very nice to me after I brought you to safety. I bet you any amount of money that I can drive that thing 15 miles if you all are not with me.
Denise, how was your weekend?
It's over.
Tell the truth. You guys had a good time while we were gone, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Were you guys gone? We hardly even noticed.
Well, I can see you guys had a good time. There were grapes all over the floor.
All right, well, to tell the truth, we wouldn't exactly be crushed if you went back to Mystic Seaport and spent another night.
I wouldn't drive these people from here to the mailbox.
Oh, please. You probably don't have enough gas to get there either.
Did you run out of gas again?
Look, I want to talk to you about something. Martin.
Yes, sir.
The early navigators, my boy. I bought some maps here. Pull that out. Now, look at how they charted. And look at how they drew the world. Now, Denise, check this out. You can see that before they took off, this is their idea of what the world looked like to them. You know, and so they just sailed around. And all they did, actually, was just keep... they drove around until they just bumped into some land. So then they would get off the ship and go in and then see some natives. And look at where they have... Okay, now you'll understand this. Navy. Now.
See, excuse me for a second, Dr. Huxley.
Well, it doesn't bother me. Sit here and talk to myself. Now, this is where they chartered the courses, you see. And what happened?
Okay, so I lied.
Give me those lips.
Da 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 dum da da.
Yeah. I got this at the aquarium. What do you think?
I think you better get out before I harpoon you.
Relax, relax. Just a little bit of shark humor.
Oh.
Da, da, da.
Would you go? Da, da. Oh, didn't we have the best weekend?
Yes, it was great.
Wouldn't you like it to be that way every time you came home?
Of course.
Martin, come on, let's get our own apartment.
Oh, now wait. When we had the chance to get base housing, you got cold feet.
I know, but that was a year ago. I wasn't ready then. I'm ready now.
Well, you know I'm all for it. But it's going to be at least another year before base housing opens.
No,
up.
No, let's not wait for that. Come on, let's get an apartment here in Brooklyn. Yeah! Rudy! Get out!
Okay.
Let's get the classifieds.
$1,400.
Two-bedroom, $1,425. Two-bedroom, $1,500. Honey, these prices are ridiculous.
No, I know. But we gotta keep looking. We'll find a bargain.
We are looking, and the best thing we found is to sublet that woman's apartment and take care of her six cats.
You know, I don't mind, because I like pets.
Honey, on our budget, we can't afford to feed them.
Huxtable residence. Yes, yes, yes. I'm the lady you called about that two-bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, what do you mean by unique two-bedroom? What? The other bedroom is across the street? Okay, thank you. What? What does that mean?
Oh, look, Denise, I gotta go pick up Olivia, but let's not get discouraged. We are gonna find something within our means.
Yes.
And do you know why?
Why?
Because we're Navy. I'm a Navy man, you're a Navy wife, we have a Navy baby. Just like those guys in your father's nautical maps, we gotta keep going until we hit land. After all, who was it that discovered the New World? It wasn't the Air Force, it wasn't the Army, it was the Navy, the blue and gold. Say it with me now, blue and gold. Blue and gold!
Navy!
Blue and gold!
All right! All right! Now, what was that about?
We're looking for an apartment.
Honey, you know that you all can stay here as long as you like.
Dad, it's time. You know, Martin and I made up our minds. It's just that the prices in these papers, they're crazy.
Well, you want me to get you another paper?
You know, Martin, I want to get out of here. It's just that we're trapped. We're prisoners here until I don't know when.
No, wait. It's not just in the papers, honey. There are other ways to find apartments.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is, for instance, I know of a man who found an apartment, rent control, 8-bedroom apartment for $75 a month. Yes.
Dad, are you being for real?
You got to get out. You got to talk to people. You talk to the pizza boy whose father works in the boiler room of a building and knows the guy who delivers the paper to the 68-year-old man who's been in the apartment for 125 years and he wants to go to Florida. So he says he wants a sublease and then you get it for $125. You have to talk to people. You have to get out. You have to circulate.
Dad, wait, what if you don't know a pizza delivery guy?
Not just the pizza, you could talk to anybody. Don't wait for the pizza person. You gotta circulate, get yourself
right,
out
right.
There. There you go. All right, go get him.
Dad, I'm just going to throw these papers out in the trash.
Maybe if I lock them out, they'll stay out.
Why are Daddy and Denise
so I can find an apartment.
Oh, they're looking for a new home for you.
Which one is where they are now?
Well, sooner or later, people have to find their own home. You know, it's sort of like the law of nature.
Well, I'm going to live here forever. That's right. I want to grow up here, and I want to get married here.
No, dear, you don't want to do that.
Yes, so you and Mrs. Huxtable won't be lonely.
Trust me, Mrs. Huxtable and I will not be lonely.
Yes, you will.
I said we won't. I mean, you don't realize how hard we've worked to try and get all of these children out of this house.
Now I'm not leaving here. If you want to go, fine.
I'm not going anywhere. This is my house.
Good. Then can we work together?
Well, I guess if you put it that way, what'd you have in mind?
Then I'll be a doctor just like you.
Oh, really?
We'll share your office and we'll go to the hospital together where they grow their babies. We'll take your car, but I'll drive.
Well, you seem to have this all worked out.
Sure do. You deliver the babies, yeah. And then you give them to me, then I'll take care of them. We'll make mucho dinero.
Well, listen, you know my rule. Anybody in this house that brings a paycheck can stay.
Deal, doctor.
Yeah, you can stay here. Matter of fact, you're the only one who can stay here.
Hi.
Well, how did it go?
Not bad.
Awful. Oh, I see.
We looked at 6 apartments, including this penthouse. What?
This thing that they call a penthouse is a converted pigeon coop.
Oh.
Cinder blocks and plumbing on top of the building. I don't understand the ads these people put in the newspaper. And this was the best of the lot. I'm sorry, I have 2 days left of my leave. I'm tired, and I would like to visit with my daughter.
You weren't all that bad. He's just tired.
Yeah.
Hey, Denise, I found a place.
What? Where? What? How much?
Oh, I don't know. I was with some friends in Little Italy, and the guy at the espresso stand was complaining about his wife's psychic. See, she had predicted that they would move into this nice, cute place in Brooklyn. But the espresso guy didn't want to move to Brooklyn, so it's still available. Now, she said that she saw something that was very unique and really cheap, and get this. In her vision, she almost saw a great view of the river. Hey, here's the address.
This is great.
You should go check this out.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hey, you got it.
If Martin asks where I went, tell him I went to go find a place and to get my palm read.
She almost saw a great view of the river?
Yeah, I think her vision was blocked by a big brick bake shop.
I told you about all that sugar, didn't I? Pardon me, but this is not your room.
Yes, it is.
Excuse me, maybe I'm getting old or something, but the room that you're assigned to is down the hallway, I think.
Here, let me refresh your memory. Sit down.
Yeah, help me.
True or false? When Theo moved out to go to college, you said that I was supposed to get my own room.
True.
But Denise and Martin moved in. And I'm in the room with Olivia.
True.
But then you said when Vanessa went away to college, I was going to get my own room again.
True. But I didn't know that your cousin Pam was going to come and live with us.
Here, I'll make a deal with your dad. See, if you give me this room.
Yes.
I'll forget everything. Here.
What is this?
It's a lease. Sign it.
A lease for what?
For the room.
Well, do you have money for the rent?
Money?
Think about it.
Okay, no, baby. The psychic said that this place is very special. The man who owns this custom designed the whole interior himself. Oh, and he was a Navy man, so that's why I thought we would like it. Well, now we mustn't prejudge this, okay? Come on, let's keep an open mind. So, according to the floor plan... Oh, well, we're in the living room. And I just do a little... something like this. Here's our dining room.
This whispers Martin and Denise.
No, honey. Come on, it's not the amount of space we have. It's what we do with it. You know, this will be our place. We can hang a few pictures and we'll scatter a few plants around. It'll be a whole new thing.
What kind of thing?
You know, that is so weird. The psychic said this would be your first reaction.
Did the psychic also say that this would be my second reaction?
Hey, come on. Wait now. Martin, you're the one who told me to go out there and said we won't stop until we hit land. Well, what is this? This is... land.
Okay, you're right. You're absolutely right. Show me the rest.
Okay. So this is where we sleep.
And where does Olivia sleep?
Oh, I just pulled this out like this.
Olivia sleeps in a drawer?
They call it a bed nook. Look! This porthole's adorable?
Yes, adorable. And I suppose that, this is our wonderful kitchen.
Oh, dear, it's a galley. You know, experts say that people walk an extra 3 miles because of the inefficiency of the modern kitchen. Now think of all the time that we will be saving and that we could spend with Olivia. And our company.
Company?
Yeah.
Company?
Yes, our company. Come on, this room. You know, the owner told me that he raised... 3 children here.
3 children slept here?
Yes.
Where?
Well, one. Okay. 2. What? Oh.
So what happens if you get hungry in the middle of the night? What do? Fold the kid up?
Martin, I don't think I like your attitude.
What is this thing?
What is that? That's a shower, Martin.
In the middle of the living room?
You just stop the living room when you do this? Come on, that's clever.
Denise, I have seen enough. I'm ready to go. Well, you got to be temporarily out of your mind if you think I'm living up here.
Oh, come on. You have no imagination.
And you have no sense.
Get you anything?
No, thanks. Want a bite?
No, thank you. You want a sip?
No, thanks.
Stop it.
Oh, are we amusing you guys?
I beg your pardon? Yes, you are. You and the refrigerator that falls down into a bed.
Wake up early in the morning, take a shower, and then sit down on your stove.
Well, you guys should have seen our first place. Mm. Oh, it was a beautiful home,
please,
wasn't it, Cliff?
Please.
A large one-bedroom.
Yes, it was.
Completely furnished.
With a spiral staircase.
And a terrace.
Please. See, your mother and I, newly married, decided that we would rent a house. Went to the realtor. The man had drawings of 5 houseboats. We wanted to put down the whole year's rent right in front of the man. And then...
What?
got to the houseboat around 10:30 that night.
Had a lovely night.
Mm-hmm. and a very short one. 5 minutes to six. So, in the bed moved and things went across.
I jumped up and ran to the window. I pulled back the curtain, and there was the whirling blade of a helicopter.
And the people are sitting this far away from us.
But that news.
No, there's six people somewhere who know what your mother looks like.
So, you're still here.
We're sorry, Rudy.
You didn't try. Now I have to go back up to that room and live with that four-year-old. She says she's gonna live here forever.
You better watch it. You got one angry shark up there.